Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, according to the EU, whiteness and Europeanness are a danger to the European Union. No, it's Islam that's a danger to Europe and the sub-Saharans flooding in, spreading enrichment all over the place. But the bureaucrats can't stand the idea that the aliens are feeling alienated. When it comes time to defend Europe from millions of Muslims that the EU imported themselves, it's going to be mostly white Europeans sent to fight and maintain order, while the invaders impregnate their women. Up next, and speaking of immigration, in the UK, Jeremy Clarkson says that the countryside is being ethnically cleansed for new towns full of immigrants. They say that he's raging and ranting, but it is true. First, the major cities are being enriched and eventually the small towns as well. This seems to be happening everywhere, including the United States. And Canada is falling behind with only 70% of the population being white these days. So maybe that's why they've been flooding it with Indians in recent years. Number 3, and speaking of immigration, Japan's new female prime minister's approval rating drops because she refuses to put a cap on immigration. She ran on an anti-immigration platform, is now flip-flopped. Maloney did the same thing. What's the point of voting for a candidate if they don't actually do what they said they'd do? If things can't change at the ballot box, then I wouldn't be surprised if it takes an ammo box to finally bring about revolutionary change. Moving on, the reason for more immigrants in Japan is the population collapse, but it's happening everywhere. The only solution at this point is MGTOW technology. But to be honest, we need a smaller population because we're going to use up all the fossil fuels in a hurry. And there probably won't be enough renewables for everyone. Unfortunately, businesses in the first world are dependent on infinite growth on a finite planet. And the migrants are brought in as debt slaves and wage slaves. Number 5, here's even more immigrant enrichment insanity. A Nigerian migrant who raped a 19-year-old woman wasn't deported in order to protect his family life. Translation, the state doesn't want to pay welfare to support his family, so they'll risk him staying in the country and potentially raping some more females. I initially thought there'd be lynching mobs because of this, but it won't happen, because everyone is being too sedated by their phones too much to revolt. Up next, here's an oldie but a goodie. How is toxic masculinity a problem when 43% of boys are raised by single mothers and 78% of teachers are females? So the problem is not toxic masculinity, but a lack of masculinity. It's worse because 95%+ of the teachers at the schools I grew up in are actually female now. We are actually in the age of toxic gynocentric femininity. Women, it seems, are trying to control men and are the ones labeling normal male behavior as problematic. Number 7, the media in Canada is gaslighting us again, saying that the reason for Canada slipping in the World Happiness Index is because of social media use. That's funny, but doesn't the rest of the world use social media just as much as we do? I'm sure it has nothing to do with having some of the highest housing costs in the world, skyrocketing grocery prices and energy bills, or a government that hates us and is paying off opposition politicians and then bringing them into the Liberal Party. Moving on, why is it that when women are caught cheating, they start up the waterworks and crocodile tears? Is it because they couldn't come up with a good lie? I believe it's part of evolutionary biology. When men see a woman in pain, it usually triggers our instinct to white knight. We want to help even though she hurt us by betraying us and cheating. It's just more biological NPC behavior. An instinct and nothing more trying to trigger our instincts. Number 9, and speaking of loyalty, dogs will never cheat on you. And no wonder guys put in little to no effort into their relationships when a woman can betray them at a moment's notice. But if you build a floating luxury couch for your dog, they lose their minds. Plus, as Big Billion says, a dog won't start an argument halfway through the boat ride. Women chose the bear and men are choosing our dogs. Women are also jealous of men giving our attention to our pets instead of them. Up next, here's an article about how women are being tricked into selling sex online and then being financially trapped with no way out. So they choose to take their clothes off, collect simp bucks on OnlyFools, get hooked on the money, and are now victims because it's too lucrative to quit. Rule number 1, women are always the victims. Rule number 2, if you think that women aren't victims, then simply refer back to rule number 1. And yes, it's so easy to accidentally be a prostitute on the internet these days. Number 11, over 20 million single women now own homes in America. Great, because many of them are about to lose them in the coming housing crash. Housing market top confirmation signal. They got them through divorce and now the banks will be taking them back. Everyone knows they got those homes through divorce and that's why smart men don't get married. Looks like America has a problem with 20 million cat ladies out there. Moving on, Spain fought for hundreds of years to become a Christian country. And now they just brought in a new law where anyone insulting the Prophet Muhammad or Islam will face a 5-year prison sentence. I guess that doing your part in posting something like this will lead you to be thrown into jail. Clearly that's not Muhammad. That's a Muslim man with his young daughter and wife. The wife is walking behind him because he's maintaining goat frame. Number 13, how's this for a first world problem? There aren't enough male porn stars in Japan, with only 70 of them for 10,000 women. They are actively recruiting in China and Korea now to get men to fill those roles. Literally. Yet we're always told how men are the ones who are hypersexualized, while the women are the modest ones that keep their legs closed and don't sell their cooch for cash and prizes. I guess this flips that theory on its head. OpNexus is a brilliant idea. A lotto winner wore a scream mask while claiming the jackpot to hide his identity from relatives. It'd probably help to keep the scammers away as well. Plus, if you show your face, what's stopping organized crime from coming to your house a few days later and threatening to take your life? If I won the lotto, I'd leave the country with the winnings and disappear from everyone. This also looks like a black man avoiding the black tax. His family will expect him to share the spoils. Number 15, meet the looks-maxing president of South Korea. He wants public health care to cover hair loss treatments for bald men and calls it a matter of survival for young men. Yes, survival in the dating market so they don't end up becoming incels that look like Tim Pool. Plus, the Korean government probably sees this as an investment to make their men more attractive, so the Korean women are more likely to marry them, so they get those fertility rates up and create new tax-paying serfs one day. Moving on, here's the type of girl you find in the Balkans who spends the night with you just so their brothers can steal your car. Wait a minute, is that Julipa? But seriously, women in the Balkans aren't 304s. They usually require commitment and are professional gold diggers that expect you to pay for everything. But if this deal was possible, a night with her for your car, most Western men would see that as a damn good deal and hand her the keys on the way out. Number 17, this has to be one of the most disturbing Karen pictures I've seen in a very long time. Just look at that psycho look in her eyes as her son suffers. Yes, definitely the most empathetic sex, and later if he develops symptoms of autism, they won't blame themselves or take accountability for forcing him to take that jab. This is the image I'm always going to have burned into my brain whenever I think of COVID-era virtue signaling. Up next, are we doomed because the number of people with an IQ of 130-plus peaked around 2024? Not necessarily, because while IQ does determine personal success in life, creativity will be more likely to determine it in the future, filled with AI, that is. What we need to create is something like an IQ test for divergent thinking, or CQ, which could then stand for creativity quotient. Apparently, there are divergent thinking tests out there already. Unfortunately, something tells me that CQ and IQ are both dropping, and it probably has something to do with tablets. Number 19, and speaking of jabs, it looks like unvaccinated sperm commands a 400% price premium at sperm banks. Ironic, isn't it, because women were the ones pushing the most for men to get jabs, and that way they want male genes from individuals that never got it. Remember, guys, that unvaxxed sperm might be the next Bitcoin, but if you try and tip your waitress with it, everybody loses their minds. Great, I'll start to look for Lambos on my way to the sperm bank. Moving on, a study shows that erectile dysfunction has been rising in the last 10 years. No pun intended. I think the reason for that is just more fat, masculine-minded girl bosses turning guys off. And many of us are also repulsed by their insanely high body counts. There are obviously other reasons, like watching too much corn, obesity, and all the toxins in our environments. But I still think it's women with unattractive minds and bodies that are the male driving force here. Number 21, an Indian judge lets an Indian fraudster found guilty of an immigration scam walk free. Of course, Indians let other Indians go free for fraud. Fraud and scams are part of their culture. And now the scammer is suing Canada, trying to scam money out of the country itself. Our cultures are not compatible. They don't have the same moral system and ethics. Their minds fear shame, and our minds, thanks to Christianity, fear guilt. Up next, looks like filters adding a height filter allowing women to choose their height preferences in dudes. Someone wonders when they'll be adding a single mom filter as well. Or better yet, how about a weight filter? We don't want no bovine-sized babes in the dating pool. After all, the average woman these days weighs more than the average man did back in 1960. As for the single mom filter, there should also be an option for mud sharks as well. Number 23, why do so many parents let their daughters waste their youth and let them go into debt for a psychology degree? Probably because they're insufferable and they just want to pay them to get out of the house. The vast majority of women take psychology and never become psychologists. I applied and got into the University of Toronto for their psychology program. That was my second pick. My first was for a fine arts degree in new media, which ended up being even less marketable. But new media taught me to become even more neurodivergent, so it all worked out in the end. Moving on, Pretty K wonders if men still walk up to women and ask them out on dates. The Queen of Accountability says no because women just call guys broke and creepy for making eye contact in the first place. Now it's women's turn to approach men, and they do, but only the chaz. It seems that women took men for granted, thinking we would keep coming back for more regardless of how much they emotionally abused us. Now we're focusing on our peace and they're the lonely ones, but we'll never admit to it. Number 25 on the last one, what the hell happened to women? And I highly doubt they're going back to normal in 2026. Women are just catering to men with regards to what they find attractive. We like cartoonish small noses, big lips that look like she's growing an apple on her face, and big neonous eyes because that signals youth. Women have been looks maxing for over a century and a half, and men are finally starting to do the same. Even if women's faces go back to factory settings, their minds definitely won't. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.